I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno. Nothing better than that home World Cup in Liverpool back in July. How about all of our Netball Daily World Cup podcasts in a little over 10 minutes? Enjoy.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno, and we're here for the Netball World Cup. I'm Sasha Shipway, and as the world's best are in Liverpool, so are we, to give you all of the coverage.
Thanks, Sasha. Day one and the Netball World Cup 2019 in Liverpool is finally here.
Important to have your own whistling style, whistling panache, shall we say. Have you got any on you, are we?
I have, yeah. I've got one in my pocket. I've always got one. I think they've got a gold one in my pocket.
Are we having the whistle off? Or
no,
whatever it's called?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. No, you know, it's the biggest tool in our trade, really, to be honest with you. And Acme have got the market on this. Everyone I know has got an Acme Thunder finger whistle to umpire netball.
Joe Harden got some trainers for 100th. What did Caroline get?
I might buy her a coffee, actually. That's as far as we'll go. But yeah, hopefully she can have a really good game tomorrow, and then we can celebrate at the end of the competition with some nice results.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little. God, I don't even know who it was against.
Is this a bit nuts? All these people flinging their phones under your nose.
I know, it's great, isn't it? I think it's great. We're talking about netball, World Cup in England, so it's brilliant. I've never seen so many like media people all around me, but it's good for the sport.
And great that you're back in the country, and obviously the home crowd is fully supporting the team.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Yesterday, walking out for that first game in front of everyone was incredible.
You and I spoke last week, Hayley, about those travelling fans. Did you notice them in the crowd?
Oh, definitely, yeah. There was loads of fans. The vessel army travel everywhere with us, Andy.
Just listen to this. In and around the arena, lots going on, plenty going on in the fan park as well. Find out more online, nwc2019.co.uk. Caroline and Charlie, Creating Choices is a brand new INF campaign.
Yeah.
Right time to launch something like this?
Absolutely. You've got the world's attention here in the greatest city on the planet.
The second greatest city in the planet.
Behind where?
Can do that.
Behind where?
Behind Melbourne, Australia.
These Aussies are so competitive.
Ever so
but we have a choice.
We're on the same team now.
We are.
Creating Choices is about creating a global netball team, of which Sharni is number 13.
Yes, what number are you?
Apparently I'm a number 2.
You are number 2.
You did just
Caroline
tell the audience
Barker.
I'm a number 2. You just told everyone at launch, I'm a number 2. You just realised what you've done. Thank you. Thank you.
The special Acme whistle as well. And
yeah. Acme have really loading me up this tournament and been really, really kind to me. Yeah, they gave me engraved 100 with a GB on the other bevel side, but that's a one use only. I'm really disappointed because it's a matte black one with gold engraving, but I'm really disappointed because it really, I mean, it's such a geeky umpire thing, but it really blows really well and it sounds great, but it's a one use only. It's going to the England Netball archive in Huddersfield.
It's lovely just to be a part of it and just keep improving from match to match and eliminate errors and maximise positions. So, yeah.
And Shireen, how nice is it for you knowing that this has been shown back at home?
Yeah, so we said after yesterday's win against Jamaica, it was a big top up for us in backing the country as well, and we've got a lot of support back home, but we said going into this week it's game by game, so we knew Scotland is going to come out with everything, and tomorrow is Uganda, so we're taking it game by game, so hopefully we can make the semi-finals.
And you're enjoying the whole experience around the arena as well, people saying hello and getting plenty of selfies.
Yes, it's nice seeing a lot of familiar faces, especially from Storm as well.
Storm fans.
Yeah, I love them. If they just stop you for a photo, I don't mind stopping them, just taking a photo to say hi, because we just love our fans.
I'll let you go.
Thank you so much.
See you later for my picture, all right?
Yes.
Claire, that was possibly the longest ever wait I've ever made for Claire.
Oh, no, that's a shame. Nah, we're always available to have a wee chat.
To what podcast would that be? Did you enjoy today?
Yeah, I did. We knew it was going to be difficult against a team that's beaten number two in the world in this competition so far, and looks like they'll make the semi-finals, which is really, really exciting for them. But I actually thought we did a really good job against them.
A lot of our Australian friends have already got their eyes on Emma. What would your response be to that?
We will try to keep a hold on her for a little while longer. She's still got some development to do. She's still going to school. I understand why. And for Scottish netball, if she was to go to Australia and play in the future,
yeah,
that would be exciting for Scotland netball.
What about doing all the touristy things? Have you already done them or doing them before you go?
I try not to do too much because
you get mobbed.
I'm a bit tired. Oh, no one really recognises me because I'm short, but no. When you're really tall, everyone recognises you. I guess I've done a little bit of the Beatles stuff. But I haven't done too much because I get a bit exhausted after the game.
But you're just taking everything in and really embracing it.
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously my first World Cup, so I'm just enjoying the experience and I'm learning a lot as well. So.
Tracy said that you've really come into your own as a captain of this squad. How do you feel captaining the side?
Obviously it's a very proud moment in my career to be the person to lead us into this home World Cup. I think for me, I've not really changed that much. I'm still Serena. I'm clumsy. Things go wrong constantly whenever I try and do team talks. And I think the girls quite like that. I'm very relaxed. And as you can see, I kind of leave everything out on the court. And that's how I lead, basically.
What's it been like to see the home fans here? You know, a lot of them coming with the roses and their faces and all of that.
Yeah, no, we love it. I think for us, we've very much spoken around how we're going to take soak up the energy of this home World Cup. And I think the girls have done a great job at that so far. It is very different to, you know, being at home to when you are away. The bubble for us is it's massive, isn't it? Because you look out there and it's a sea of red and white, and we absolutely are loving every single minute, and we are just going to fight as hard as we can so we can step out there on Saturday and get ourselves into that final.
Betty!
Hey, lovely
how are
to
we doing?
Meet you.
Welcome from the other podcast.
Andy Lamb! Yeah. The famous Andy Lamb.
You're the famous Betty Glover who I always spend time listening to in my prep.
Oh no, we listen to you as well, so it's brilliant. I feel like it's lovely because our two podcasts kind of complement each other along with Netball Nation.
You know what we need to do as well? We need to do, you're young enough to remember Live Aid.
Yeah.
Totally off the cuff thing, but we should all get together and do a big massive
single cast
event.
That'd be very good. We'll get our publicity on it.
It'll be a technological nightmare, but let's look to sort that out.
Absolutely.
To be pulled into this team, which included Anna Stanley, Belinda Colling, Adine Wilson, Bernice Menny, Catherine Harvey-Williams, I mean, and that's just to name a few. Just quality people.
When you saw the other names as well, that must have been like,
oh,
look at these.
Andy, absolutely right. They said, come for an audition. So I said, oh, yes, righto. Went out to Sky, which is sort of on the outer suburbs of Auckland, and was sitting in the studio, and they were just going to put the games up on the screens. And then, of course, then in walks these just legends of the game. And funnily enough, the one I did know was Catherine Harvey-Williams.
Yeah.
Because she'd been in Auckland playing for the Auckland Diamonds, actually, their club name was, and she'd finished her international career and had come to live with us and was working with Radio Sport, which is our sister station in Auckland. So I had met her on my turf, if you like, and so we had got along well. I also did know Tanya Dalton, lived around the corner from her, so that she was another one who I think everyone felt comfortable with Tanya. But that was quite daunting, and they said, oh no, off you go. So, you know, just put these games up on the screen, sound down, and away we went. And it's just started this fabulous, I hate this term, but journey for me through TV broadcasting. I have learnt so much, and I was just talking to Shani Layton today. I was just saying, I'm still learning stuff. I've learned a whole lot while working here with the British broadcasters. So even though, you know, you think at 45, you're sort of on your set path, here I am at now 58, and I'm still learning things, and I still pinch myself that, A, I'm here, and, B, they're paying me for it.
What are some of the differences between back home and say the production?
As much as anything, terminology differences.
Right.
So different names for the same things. The basic job is very much the same. And, you know, the things that you have to really worry about don't change. And the main thing is preparation. You know, if you're prepped, you know that you're going to be good. And I've been, you know, prepping these teams and what have you for months. And just chipping away, so that I know that when I come here to Liverpool, I knew that I'd be fine. And the other advantage I've had here is that, you know, this is my fourth World Cup. I've done all the Comm Games since 2010. So I feel pretty confident around a lot of the coaches, a lot of the players. I'm not particularly friendly with any of them, because I think that can be a problem for a commentator, particularly if you've been a player and you've, you know, perhaps had some, you know, not so good experiences, or everyone gets their own little things about certain people or certain players. I have no baggage with anyone, and don't particularly want to get.
Which is a bit of an advantage anyway.
Oh, very much, because at times you're going to have to criticise them, at times you're going to have to, of course, praise them, but you want to keep them, I think, pretty much generally at arm's length.
Ziggy, Australia, eh? That was a bit of a challenge.
Almost. We were so close, and I'm so proud of the girls. I think, like, I still think we did absolutely incredibly, so just unfortunate loss.
There was a wonderful picture on one of the points where you just leaped up from the bench and
really?
You're on a big massive TV. It's all about that group.
It led to this game. They kept me on my feet the whole game. Like, we were sitting for like milliseconds on the bench because they did such incredible things, and the turnovers were absolutely incredible that we just like couldn't help but jump out of our seats with excitement.
It's exciting in the crowd, but what on earth is that feeling for you like on the bench?
It's absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of the girls, like all of us, who were just like, our hearts were bursting with pride every single time. But yeah, we're so proud of the girls.
And you've enjoyed the whole experience, huh?
Best experience of my life.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, we're also going to book out your mums
for 2023. Yes, yeah. Make sure you get into House Barbara and Bradarsdorp for 2023 World Cup in Cape Town.
Thank you. Thanks as always for your support. Remember, we're online at The Netball Show.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to The Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.